most people think that being a leader is so complicated and that they're not qualified to do so. This is untrue. Start to figure out your purpose and go all in on your goals. And as a result, you will stay inspired and inspire people around you to do way more than they would do if they didn't have you around them. This is actually the most effective way to lead because you are now leading by example. Hey, what's up, everybody? I hope you're having an unbelievable day. Welcome to the podcast. In this podcast, I'm going to explain to you why you need to figure out your purpose, why it's essential to win, and without it, I believe that you're destined to fail. So listen to the very end of this podcast because you're going to have more clarity on how developing your purpose will change your life and your business. If you ever want to see this in video version, as usual, there's more effects, there's more visuals, graphs. Sometimes I draw things out. Make sure you head over to my YouTube channel. You can find me all over YouTube. I post all my content on YouTube as well as podcasts. And don't forget to check me out on Instagram as well. So let's get started. What is your reason for being in business? This is always something that we need to figure out first. Why are you going to do it? Why do you want to be successful? And why does it even matter? Think about it. What are you actually trying to accomplish? And what is accomplishing it mean to you? And who are the people that you're fighting for? These are all questions that you should take time to answer before you embark on any journey. Getting connected to your why or your ultimate purpose is the key. And you need to start there, regardless of your industry, regardless of the type of business or what you're trying to accomplish. Anytime you are making a plan for anything, you have to start with, why do you want to do it? If you're a new agent or you're new to entrepreneurship, you got to really understand why you're doing it. Because I can guarantee you something. You're going to question yourself along the way if you don't know why you're doing it. Even me, I've been in business for 18 years. And if I'm not deeply tied to my why or why I'm taking on a new project or why I'm expanding to a new location or why I'm mentoring a new teammate, if I'm not deeply connected to my why, I'm like everybody else. When things get hard and it feels like the world is going against you and it feels like you're moving backwards, I have these moments where I ask myself, what am I doing this for? Why did I take on this new challenge? Why did I take on this new chapter? And if I don't have a reason or an explanation that I can give myself as to why I'm going through this pain or this, you know, this situation, then I'm probably going to mail it in just like everybody else. You know, you think about it in business, especially a business like ours, when you go on your seventh appointment for the week and everybody says no, or you recruited somebody for the third time in a row and next day they quit or they stop showing up. The more clarity that you have, the more likely you are to follow through. So for example, let me talk to you about why I got started into business. When I was 23 years old and I found entrepreneurship, there's a couple things that fired me up. Firstly, I wanted to be somebody so bad. I wanted to be a go-to person. I love the idea of playing sports and being the go-to person in the family. When I'd watch football and I'd see the quarterback on the 20th yard line with 5 seconds left for the game-winning drive, I'd always imagine that that was me. I wanted the ball. I wanted the game ball for my life. And, you know, being in business and getting that opportunity to have the game ball and being on the 20-yard line, that intrigued me. But I also wanted to control my time. You know, I have a severe chronic illness and the 9-to-5 structure and being told where to be and when. And, you know, my dreams were too big, but I also had a chronic illness that I had to deal with. So I needed lots of flexibility, lots of control of my time. And lastly, I hated the idea of a glass ceiling. I wanted to control my income. I wanted to design my life. I wanted to build a life on purpose. So those really, for me, those were the three deep-seated reasons on why I got into business. So you got to really think about what are your reasons for getting into business. So when things get hard, you'll know why. So let's get into it. Here are the reasons why you need to get connected to your why if you want to win in business. All right, the first reason, it helps you stay focused when things get hard. If everybody waited for all the traffic lights to turn green before they left their house, nobody would get anything done. So in business and in life, expecting or waiting for everything to be perfect is a recipe to fail. Things are going to get hard. The storm is coming. And as my great mentor once said, Once you get through one storm, the next storm is around the corner. The question is, how big is your boat? Understanding your why is going to help you get back on course and stay focused when you start to feel the pain. Think about it like sports, any sport, even the Olympics. Why do we love watching these sports? We love watching these sports because we see men and women that are willing to play hurt. They're willing to pay the price, and they're literally willing to do anything possible, anything that they can do to cross the finish line to get that trophy. We've all seen these clips on Instagram and TikTok of, you know, the gentleman who falls behind in the race and his dad hops in and carries him across the finish line. I think that father actually just passed away. But we all see these clips of they're crying and they're crawling and they're scraping and they're bleeding and they're doing whatever they can to get across the finish line. You know, grown men, grown women crying when they win the trophy. The reason they get emotional is because they know why they're doing it. They know why they're doing it. Therefore, they were willing to put in the pain and effort to get there. And you can see how much it means to them to win because of how connected they were to their purpose. You know, most people that get into business fail. It's true. They fail. But they fail because when things get hard, they get distracted and they start doing other things or they start another business because apparently the last one didn't work. But being connected to your reason as to why you're doing it is really what's going to propel you forward. If you've been stuck in business or you haven't really started in business because you've been procrastinating, look no further than why you are doing it and what you are actually trying to accomplish. You can say it's because you lack confidence. You can say it's because you don't have a market. You can make all your BS excuses. But at the end of the day, if it were life and death, I don't know you, whoever's listening to this right now. I may not know you personally, but here's what I know about you. If your life was on the line, or your kid's life were on the line, or somebody that you love and cared about's life was on the line, and you had to do something, some kind of a metric, business metric, personal metric, you had to accomplish something in order to save that person's life, and you had a 30-day, 60-day, 90-day window, I know that you would get it done. So somewhere between life and death is where you need to operate. Don't allow yourself to get distracted. Don't allow yourself to get focused on different things. Knowing your why is going to help you stay focused when things get hard. The next reason, because it helps you live a more purposeful life. We spend the majority of our life in our life's work, but being attached to your why while you're putting in that hard work allows you to live a more purposeful life because it allows you to find your purpose through work. Further to that, it might even cause you to reevaluate the work that you're doing. I love what I do because I find so much purpose in what I do. I mean, I'm basically on track to create the life that I want by design. I get up every morning and I go to work because I know why I'm doing it and I know what it's all for. I have no problem leaving my house and leaving my kids and leaving my wife all day, sometimes long days, because dad is on a mission and he's out there to accomplish some big things for all of them. And it's amazing how you feel when you get connected. To be connected is to be congruent. You know, I got lots of stories in my business, but one story that really comes to mind is I have this amazing agent in my team. She's actually a family member. Her name's Amber. And this gal is just full of purpose. I remember when she was staying at home, you know, expecting their first child. She was at home, but she was so connected to her why that actually while she was at home and had the baby and, you know, on mat leave and whatnot, she was able to scale her business to six figures, basically part-time, because she was so inspired and she was so connected. She would wake up every day and look at this little person right in the eyes, and she had her spouse that she was fighting for. And for the first time in her life, she was fighting for herself. And as a result, this ordinary gal from Saskatchewan who became this extraordinary person because of how she was connected to her purpose. My third point, it holds you accountable to what you're trying to accomplish. Accountability is the glue that really holds it all together. If we don't know why we're doing something, we certainly will not welcome the accountability needed. Think about it. If my marriage wasn't important to me and if it didn't really, you know, mean much, and there was no purpose behind it, and there was no purpose behind the words and the, you know, and the commitment, and I didn't know why I was married, and I was completely lost. Yeah, it'd be a pretty hard time staying faithful to your partner if that was your mindset, right? There's accountability in a marriage when you know why you want to be married and when there's purpose around staying together. It's the same thing in your business. It's the same thing in your life. Being accountable is going to help us hit timelines. It's going to help us stay on track. It's going to help us course correct when we get off track and reevaluate to make sure that we're not drifting. This is the power of entrepreneurship. When I was an employee, my accountability was showing up on time, doing a good job, leaving to go home, and then showing up the next day. I had no real incentive to do extra hard work, no real bonus structure. I just showed up every day. I did my job. And I went home. And as long as I wasn't late or I wasn't doing a bad job, I wasn't going to get fired. That's why I lacked purpose and drive while I did that job. So no matter how hard I worked, there was literally no way I was going to be able to design my life and accomplish any meaningful goals while I worked as an employee. But when I became an entrepreneur and I had my own business, I could start to create my life on paper. I could start to write down things that I wanted in my life. Anything now became possible. This changed everything for me. I was now excited to set goals and be accountable to them. Yes, I said excited to be accountable. Can you imagine being excited about accountability? Most people dread accountability, but I became excited when it was my own goals. This is why I believe everybody should explore entrepreneurship, because I think it's the antidote to everything we don't want in our life. Knowing why we're doing something is also going to make the accountability feel different. When you set your own goals, you create your own plan, you get to be accountable because you want to, because accountability seems exciting because you know why. And by staying accountable, you're clear on where it's going to take you. It's a completely different mindset. Like I said, I used to hate it and now I love it. Now, before I move on to the next reason, if you want to know more on how to partner with me and I can help you thrive in the insurance industry, then feel free to check out agentholbrook.com. You may or may not be a fit for our team, but again, feel free to check out agentholbrook.com. All right, with that out of the way, let's move on to the next tip and why you need to figure out your why. My next point, it makes your journey more fun. Who doesn't want to have more fun? When I look back on my journey nearly 20 years, the years where I was least connected to my purpose were the years I had the least amount of fun. They say that winning is more fun than fun is fun, but that's not always true. I think that winning while connected to your ultimate purpose is the pinnacle of fun. If you can stay connected to your reasons, then the little wins along the way create this powerful wind at your back and will ensure that your sails are always full and you're pushing forward like a big, tall sail ship in the middle of the ocean. I got this example of this up-and-comer on my team. His name is Colton. He used to be a former junior football player. He started young. He's still relatively young. He's expecting his second child. And when I think about this guy, I think about this guy is the example of fun. Every time I see him in the office, he's having fun. Every time I see him on a, whether he's having a good day or a bad day, he's always finding ways to have fun. He took that locker room, team, sport mentality, and he brought it to the entrepreneur world, right? I can just imagine how he was playing football. I bet you he was happy-go-lucky at practice. I bet you he loved the drills where there was pain. I bet you he loved the games even more. And he brought that to this business. He's always whistling and always clapping and he's always, you know, talking loud in the hallways and he's always joking around and he shows up early and then he comes to the meeting after the meeting after the meeting after the meeting, you know, for drinks and wings after. He's turned this into his sport and he's always having fun. And you can tell that he's not where he wants to be, but because he's making the journey a blast, he's living his best life. Don't wait to have fun. Don't wait to make it in order to start having fun, because you're never going to make it. You're going to burn out, or when you do, you're going to resent the process the entire way. Make your journey fun. My next point, it's easier to inspire others when you're inspired. Isn't that what life's all about? Staying inspired and inspiring others? Even if you don't know the impact that you have on other people, let me tell you, Nothing inspires other people more than watching somebody who knows exactly why they're doing something. And maybe it's your spouse or your kids or your family that's watching you. But if you light yourself on fire with enthusiasm, other people around you are going to feel that energy and it's going to impact them in a positive way. In business, it helps you be the leader that you need to be to your employees or your teammates. You can always spot the leader who's connected to their purpose because they're constantly growing. They're constantly leading an inspired life. You can hear it in their words every time they open their mouth. They're constantly talking about the future, how great it's going to be when, what it's going to be like for all of us. Those leaders lead from inspiration because they are connected to their ultimate purpose. Most people think that being a leader is so complicated and that they're not qualified to do so. This is untrue. Start to figure out your purpose and go all in on your goals. And as a result, you will stay inspired and inspire people around you to do way more than they would do if they didn't have you around them. This is actually the most effective way to lead because you are now leading by example. So these are the reasons why you need to figure out your why in order to succeed in business. If you have any questions, please drop a comment below. If you want to partner with me, check out the description in the description box. There's a link there. While you wait for the next podcast, I have a free Goal Binder Masterclass. Knowing your why and identifying your goals will definitely help you scale as an agent in any business. So make sure that you check out the link either in the description box or pop over to YouTube or on Instagram. You can find it in the link tree, but go check out my Goal Binder Masterclass to learn more. All right, I hope you enjoyed this episode and I'll see you on the next one. Thanks for joining.